Turbo Sonidero und Maxtape sind zusammen Turbo Max. Turbo Sonidero legt die Schallplatten auf und Maxtape ist als MC zuständig für die Arbeit am Mikro. Die beiden Latinos kommen aus San Jose in Kalifornien, haben aber beide Wurzeln in Mexiko. Das musikalische Erbe Mexikos ist auch der Ausgangspunkt für den Sound der beiden.
My name is Turbo Sonidero. I come from San Jose, California. So my mom and my dad, they both used to go to Sonideros when they were young. And then later on, they met in a dance party out in San Jose. And I think that's what kind of like got me into like cumbia, you know, got me into like, you know, that my parents were both into that. They always played cumbia in the house. And then when I was 16, I started producing hip hop music, and I was doing a lot of hip hop stuff and electronic hip hop stuff and experimental. Going to Puebla, where my dad's from, I started going to the sound system parties, the Sonideros, and started going to them, and that's where I got introduced to that whole culture. Going back to San Jose, I decided to, instead of producing hip-hop music, start producing cumbia sonidera, which is, they're really similar, like in the rhythm. It's a really similar beat, so it was something that I was able to transition quickly, and I called myself Turbo Sonidero because I want people, when they listen to my music, they're gonna listen to cumbia sonidera from Mexico. So that's where it starts. And I moved in 2010 to Puebla, which is like a mecca of sound systems. In Puebla, there's a sound system in every corner. There's a lot of sound systems. So I was there for 2 years, meeting all these sonideros, going to sonidero parties, just breathing the culture, you know? Moved back to Oakland, started producing music, put my music on MySpace, and that's where I met Maxtape on MySpace. He was doing a party at the time called Cultura en tu Idioma in San Jose. He invited me to come and play. I had never played my music ever before. I played that one show, and after that, I haven't stopped. The people have been booking me. People have been like, come and play, come and play, come and play. And I'm like, so it's been 10 years now of me doing that.
In 10 Jahren hat sich viel getan. Stilistisch geht der Rahmen von klassischer Cumbia bis in die Neuzeit mit viel Bass. Cumbia Oscura ist eine eher düstere Form dieser karibischen Musik. Turbo Sonidero und Maxtape haben sich ihren eigenen Genrenamen geschaffen. Tumbia.
It's just a combination of turbo and cumbia. And it was just like a name that I put for the style that I was making at the time. Because back in the days, there was nobody making the type of cumbia that I was producing. Nobody was doing that, you know? And again, it's cumbia sonidera, but also representing where I'm from Eastside San Jose. Using rap music, using even influences from punk. That's what tumbia is, you know? But still keeping to the essence of cumbia sonidera. Know? And that's something that I'm really proud of, that my music, I could play it to a sonidero, a sound system from Puebla or Mexico City, and they'll like it and they'll play it. And then I'll have like some techno guy listen to it and he'll play it too. So that's what it is, you know. I grew up listening to a lot of electronic music. I grew up listening to a lot of rap, a lot of punk. I played punk shows and they like it too. I played rap shows and they like it too, you know? I played traditional sonidero parties and they like it too. You could go anywhere, you could do a lot of stuff. You could play in a lot of places and spaces.
My style is tumbia. So I mean, like, when Román created the tumbia sound, I was one of the first to start doing like this type of cumbia. It was just naturally to me, like, just to be able to rhyme and to do things. Cause I remember I was telling Román at one point, like when I used to like do the shows, I was like, you know what, I wanna do an album, I wanna do something that is like this and like that. And he's like, okay. And I was like, I want something roots. And I was like, yeah, something like reggae. But then he was like, what about cumbia? I was like, yeah, let's do this shit. So he brought like, you know, the beats, he brought the essence, and I just put like, you know, my twist, what I see. Like I'm from a neighborhood. He's from the neighborhood. We live 5 minutes from each other. And what I'm saying is just basically things that I see. I'm not trying to be like over the top. I'm not trying to be a gangster. I'm not trying to be nothing, but like, you know who I am. And it's Mex Tape. Mex Tape is Mexican tape straight up from Eastside San Jose. And this is for the world. This is for the culture. This is to build a community, to basically like keep making this thing grow and to take it everywhere. Like Cumbia Aventuras are taking us everywhere. And to the day that Cumbia stopped giving us like to eat, that doesn't mean that we're gonna stop. We're just gonna figure another way to like to take it to the next level.
Turbo, Sonidero and Mex Tape sind einfach ein gutes Team.
We're doing this together and he has allowed me to grow as an MC. I just put like my flavor and I just put like who we are. Because we come from a place called Eastside San Jose. So to me it's like, you know what, like I'm gonna give my own twist to what it is. We have to give our part of the culture to the culture, so that way we're not respected, but at least they know that we're supporting, we're building with them.
Die Cumbia-Szene wächst auch in den USA. Der Mainstream ist für die beiden zwar noch nicht in Sicht, aber der Außenseiterstatus gehört für viele Latinos wohl der Vergangenheit an.
Well, it used to be underground. Like 10 years ago, it was really hard, like what we were doing. But now, 10 years later, there's parties everywhere. There's parties in Oakland, there's parties in San Francisco,
LA,
so everywhere. There's a lot of Latino alternative. Right now, Latino music is really popular in the States. Back in the days, that wasn't the case for different reasons, but now it is, and we're proud that we were in the beginning of that, and we were one of the first to be pushing Latino music. We were born in the United States, but even though we were born in the United States, people will never consider us American. They will always look at us like Mexican, you know? I've gotten stopped by cops, and they go like, oh, well, do you have your papers? And I'm like, well, I was born here, you know? So we're always gonna be considered that, you know? And I think for a lot of years, a lot of people were ashamed. I think that a lot of people were also ashamed to listen to Latino music. But right now, there's a new movement. There's a new movement where in the United States where Latinos are proud and to represent and be something else, you know,
just to be able to express themselves and to like actually like, you know, like pay homage to the roots. We were never ashamed of the roots or where we came from. We're always proud and we always make sure that we were like giving props where props were due. And Turbo always says something that is like, el que sabe, sabe. And translated to English, it says like, if you know, you know. But if you don't, it's all right. We're still there. We exist.
Turbo, Sonidero und Mex Tape sind das erste Mal in Europa unterwegs. Die Reise ist ein echtes Abenteuer. Vor dem Auftritt beim Generate Festival für elektronische Künste in Tübingen hatten sie noch gewisse Bedenken.
I liked it. I thought people were gonna be like, what the heck? Because when we went in, it was like really electronic-y, atmospheric type stuff. And I was like, man, people are not gonna like it, or man, people are gonna be weirded out. But no, there was good reception. People, I feel like people really liked it, and I feel like people had a lot of fun.
So far, I mean, like in Germany, this is one of our best shows. Like this is something like, you know, the cherry on the top, the feather in the cap. Like we really are so humbled to be here sharing who we are. Cause I mean, this is some shit that we never thought that
it
was.
Even though we were hella tired, we played a party last night in London. And then we went home at like 4 in the morning,
woke up at 8 in the morning.
And then we've been traveling to get over here. We got here at 10 p.m. We traveled from London from 8 in the morning to 10 p.m.
Cumbia Aventuras, Cumbia Aventuras.
Das Abenteuer Tübingen ist gut ausgegangen. Turbo Sonidero weiß, was tut und hat einen guten Matchplan.
I usually like to start with vinyl. I like to play records, where a lot of the influence is coming from. And it's more just like showing culture, showing roots, showing respect to the older generations of sonideros. Cumbia comes from Colombia. Cumbia in the 70s in Colombia, when salsa came in Colombia, people stopped listening to cumbia. I mean, we went to Colombia a year ago and a lot of people didn't listen to cumbia, which I was shocked because I'm thinking like, cumbia is from Colombia. Everybody should be listening to cumbia, but no. In Mexico, on the other hand, since the 70s, cumbia, every 10 years, it changes. And that's what keeps me so interested. And it's also not music just for old people, for young people, it's for everybody. It's for like, for the hood, it's for like the barrio.
And even like in the later years, it has gone from like the popular music, like from like the neighborhood, to like actually like the high class, the tastemakers, and you have like now like mainstream groups actually playing cumbia and paying their respects to cumbia. It's never stopped, and it keeps growing and it keeps evolving.
Evolving, yeah, it keeps changing. And that's what keeps me so interested. So when I do my sets, I like to start with like older cumbia sonidera, and then I like to move into like my stuff. I like to go all over the place, but I like to move into my stuff, and then I like to play like cumbia poblana. I like to play cumbia sonidera. I just want people to hear like all the different types of Mexican cumbia that's going on. So that's how I do my sets. This is Turbo Sonidero. Saludos a Onda Salvaje 96.6.
Este es el mixtape. Un saludo a 96.6, La Onda Salvaje, baby. Ya sabes, puro racheteo hasta abajo.